It's on back of a significant announcement during the week as well in relation to an additional 70 jobs for Killybegs. I think it's an acknowledgement of the good work that's been on locally within the added value aspects of the fish sector in Killybegs. And as we work towards reaching the recovery out into the more peripheral regions, I think Killybegs will act as a good focal point for developing the rest of Donegal. I know there are companies in north of Donegal that are looking to expand also.
The companies presumably are also putting in a significant amount of money into these investments, and that shows they have a level of confidence in what's happening on the ground.
It is indeed, and this is an investment of about 2.9 million by the government nationally, and there is going to be the partnership approach by the companies themselves, so you're probably talking about a total investment of about 9 million. That is a commitment that the companies have given. Obviously they are committed to their own workers, and obviously are looking at figures from 2009 where there's been a 70% increase in the value added sector and the fish sector over that period. So it does bode well, but one thing on the ground from anybody that's been involved in the fish sector, and I've been working closely with people, say, in the scallop industry or mussels or oysters, and in particular crab, they've always been talking about the added value potential, and certainly Killybegs is a pioneering destination for added value in the whitefish sector, and obviously in the pelagic sector as well over the years. So I think it's a further commitment, and I think it bodes well for Killybegs.